German artist fleeing World War I founded the Dada art movement in Switzerland in 1916, naming it after a nonsense word. The movement was born out of the artist's horror at the war, particularly its mechanized killing, says the National Gallery's Dada curator, Leah Dickerman.
Many of the technologies that we associate with modern warfare, including tanks and aerial dogfights and poison gas, were invented in this moment.
The show begins with a silent reel of World War I era footage.
These new strategies provided a new efficiency in killing, and for the Dadaists as well as for many of their contemporaries, it really threw into question whether you could talk about a rational European civilization.
The Dadaists included artists with very different styles and interests, from George Grosz to Marcel Duchamp, Hans Arp and Sophie Tauber, to Man Ray. Wherever it migrated, from Zurich to Berlin, Hanover, and Cologne, and on to Paris and New York, Dadaism rejected artistic convention, making art that was by turns angry and political, or witty, modest, and abstract, or a challenge to the very definition of art.
And that idea that art is a picture, where you can look through the surface onto an imaginary world, was something they exploded as a group. They replaced it with many of the key strategies we see in the rest of the 20th century. Things like collage, montage, installation art, media pranks, sound art.
Sound art that includes a 1926 film score, Le Ballet Mécanique, played at the National Gallery for the first time with the fully robotic orchestra that composer George Antheil envisioned. 16-player pianos, together with xylophones, drums, bells, sirens, and gongs. In every medium, from sound to sculpture, Dada art was provocative, oppositional, outrageous. Marcel Duchamp doodled on a reproduction of the Mona Lisa and exhibited a urinal as a piece of sculpture. But Leah Dickerman says Dadaism was never disengaged.
I mean, I think it's about people who want to understand their own moment, and they want to analyze it, and they want to make it visible to their audiences as well. And I think they're trying to sometimes shock people into another understanding of their own times, to shock them out of a kind of amnesia or shock them out of a kind of sleepwalking state.
Visitors to the show said they were surprised at how topical it seemed.
It's really timely. A lot of those pieces could be today, you know, because the reaction of the artists to the war and to the mindless violence and sort of incomprehensible stuff that's going on in society, I think is just exactly what we see in a lot of ways right now.
Quite interesting, quite wonderful. I'm really thrilled with all the war imagery as you first go in, because it sets the tone for the rest of the exhibition. You can't divorce their art from the moment that they're in, and of course it makes you think about our moment.
The National Gallery of Art show was selected from artworks shown in Paris as part of a larger exhibit. A third version of Dada will open next month at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.